Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. It's Troy Dooley here today, and I tell you what, an awesome weekend. I don't know how you guys feel, but when you're out there around just looking at things, looking at the smiles on people's faces, looking at the hope on their face, it's amazing. You know, I had a crazy weekend. I mean, we were on the run constantly, but we had the privilege of taking our granddaughter, little Ashton, over to see our daughter-in-law, Heather, who's in prison. As most of you know that follow our show, she'll be there for a while. And this is the first time in a year that she has seen her daughter. And it was an emotional time. But the look on her face as we walked into the visiting room and she saw Ashton for the first time in a year was truly priceless. I mean, you know, when you look at what's going on in life and you realize that there's so many of us that have more than other people, there's so many of us that even though other people make choices, I mean, we live in a country of freedom of choice, and those choices are just dumb as a box of rocks sometimes. When you can give them just a minute of hope, just a little look on the face, it's priceless. You know, it is truly worth it. Today, we are starting a brand new series from a friend of mine, Bob Boudin. And Bob is a remarkable guy. He's classified the top sports and entertainment agent in the nation. He does a lot of training. But he wrote a book, The Power of Who. You already know everyone you need to know. And I decided to do this book this next 2 weeks, going up to Christmas, because I believe it makes a difference. And I believe it's the people that we know, the people who we already are in contact with, that if we learn to do this right, that we learn what true networking is about, it can change our life. And I believe that's the key. We're going to be in chapter 1, but I want you to write down something. These are what Bob calls the 12 guidelines of true friendship. And he sent me this when he sent me my book. It's so neat. We had him on the radio show. He had Nolan Ryan walk through the show. And Bob, he's just a great guy. He's followed me for a while. I followed him. But these 12 guidelines are remarkable. And I believe that if you go with them, it can change your life. Number one, give unconditional love. See, it's funny to me because so many times I don't think people understand what unconditional love is. And here's what Bob writes. Give unconditional love is someone who simply loves you for no good reason, no strings attached. They will do their best to help you just because. Kind of goes back to what Seth was talking about in his book, Lynchpin, last week, where he says, don't worry about reciprocation. Just do it. And I love this. This is what Tim Sanders talks about in Love is the Killer App. Number two, a true friend will try to help you right now. When you call for help, the answer is yes. An acquaintance merely wishes you well. I thought that was powerful right there. How many people over there on Facebook, you know, people call me all the time, Troy, you've got like 2,500 friends. Shouldn't you have more friends than that? And I tell them, no, I probably should have less. Because there's a lot of those people that I've never associated with, but I want to give them a hand up. You know, friendship is something that's remarkable. Friendship is something that a true friend will always be there for you. Number three, a true friend wants you to succeed and seeks to empower you as you pursue your dream. Let me say that one again. A true friend wants you to succeed and seeks to empower you as you pursue your dream. I thought that was great. Number four, a true friend is a chisel, helping you to carve away those areas in your life that hold you back from fulfilling your dream. Bob is that kind of guy for me. It never fails. Anytime that we've talked, anytime that I've taken time to listen to what he has to say, read his blog post, his Facebook. It's just another little chip where he's refining me a little bit. He's kind of like Tom Hopp. Number four, number five, a true friend holds you accountable to your stated goals. A true friend holds you accountable to your stated goals. They have earned an all-access backstage pass to your life. That's a BK Barreco and a Richard Brooks with me. They do not hold back when they see me doing something that does not go towards my dreams and goes towards my goals. Number six, a true friend is someone who knows the song of your heart and can sing it back to you when you've forgotten the words. Whoa, that one there is powerful. When you think about that one for a second, man, isn't there times in our life, I mean, it just something's coming to us, something gets to us. You know, it's like we came back from the prison this weekend. We hadn't been out on the highway probably 15 minutes before Ashton just puked her poor little insides up. Spent 25 minutes cleaning up the car, cleaning up her car seat. I ended up, it was 50 degrees. I had no shirt on. I took my shirt off to be able to use it as a rag to clean the poor little thing up. Part of it, I'm sure, was stress because we were in this big building and all the noise. Part of it was probably car sickness, and she's got an ear infection, so that didn't help any. But, you know, it's those times right there when you could say, this isn't worth it. The song in your heart, the look on a face changes everything. Number 7, a true friend has no ulterior motive and is always loyal, always on your side, always true blue all the way through. Jim's talked about many times, a true friend is the one that helps you hide the bodies. And that goes back to our little wild days as kids. But this is true. How many times do you see somebody that's your friend until you get in hot water? They're your friend until something goes wrong. See, a true friend understands we all make mistakes. A true friend is a trusted secret keeper. Knows you well enough to know your secrets and keeps them, and you know their character well enough to know they will not betray you. And I hope for you that are married, that's your spouse. It's important. Number 9. A true friend has forged an incredible impression on your heart and soul that has altered your life in a positive way. That's Tom Hopp with me, man. That boy, he's just a rock star. Number 10, a true friend brings out the best in you and shares your core values, the important pillars that support your life. That's Jim Gilhouse. Man, Jim and I, we come from parallel backgrounds. We have a great time. But I tell you what, that man, he is so deep in his principles. You can tell that he got that from his mama and his daddy. Because, I mean, that boy is dead fast. And it's like, man, that just kicks. Number 11. A true friend will go out of their way to do things for you that you would never that would never cross the mind of a mere friendly acquaintance. I want to say that one again. A true friend will go out of their way to do things for you that would never cross the mind of a mere friendly acquaintance. Man, that's the truth. I remember a few years ago, I had a man that I was looking at. I was looking through a genealogy, and I mean he was one person away from like watching his income drop by $5,000. I looked at his organizational chart and I thought, man, he's got some people that are just dead here, you know, and he's got some breakage in his lineage. If I just tweak this out a little bit, move a couple people onto his front line, I can save him some income. I didn't call him and tell him I was going to do it. I just did it. You know, it was money that needed to stay in the field. It didn't deserve to come to the home office. I tweaked it out, made the change, sent him an email and said, hey, buddy, you have a little bit of weakness on your front line. Let's see if we can get it taken care of. I went ahead and moved some people this month to protect you, but I need you to get me some new people in here. We have been best friends ever since. We've built a relationship. He's never been in the same company as I have since then. But he's a great guy, and I support him all the time. Number 12, a true friend doesn't need you to be anybody other than who you are, but is glad to see you become something more. This today is the premise of our training, of our show, The Next Few Days by Bob Bodine. Bob is remarkable, and we're going to get into the chapter 1, Whatever I'm Doing, It's Not Working. You know, and it's funny as I look at that because it happens to us. Here's how this starts out. He gives a Gallup poll. He says 69% of the country believes that a bad day at the beach is better than a good day at work. Now, listen, I want to agree with that 100%. My worst days living at the beach have been better than having to have a full day at work in the middle of the Midwest or the West where it's just blizzardy cold. I'm having a blast. Even this weekend, it got kind of convoluted. Ended up phenomenal because you have a chance for perspective. But I sat here And I went on as Bob wrote, and here's what Bob writes. Just as we aren't born with all the skills we need, neither are we born or were we born with a strategy for living. We learn about life by living it, by pushing out on life while life pushes back on us. I put a little status update this weekend that said, life begins past your comfort zone. See, we got to push past our comfort zone. We got to move into an area of discomfort in order to stretch ourselves. And that's what Bob's talking about here. See, too many times we introvert. We go inside. We don't look for that friendship. We don't have guidelines for who our friends are. As we move into Bob's book, you're going to learn about his 12-3-1 approach. It's phenomenal. But listen to what Bob writes here. Somewhere around the age of 40, you begin to take ownership of your life. It's here that youthful dreams begin to reawaken. It's also here where you discover that some of your old strategies for living are going to need to be realigned if you're going to successfully pursue your dreams and goals. Man, I read it over, and I thought, you know, I looked back. In the Marine Corps, I was indestructible. I thought I was one of those young, snot-nosed kids that could make it. As I came out of the Marine Corps and they had redefined me as a man, I had the confidence to go out and do some things. But I didn't know how to accomplish everything. I'll never forget, I'd written down my goal because by then I had learned that you use 3x5 cards and you write the stuff down. And I put down, I wanted a net worth of $1 million by the age of 25. I thought that was a doable dream. I didn't come from the right side of the tracks. I came from a crazy family. I thought, man, if I can puncture this just one little thing, I'm cool. Now, $1 million in 1982 was a lot of money. I was 18 years old. I thought, man, this gives me plenty of time to do it. And I'll never forget, I turned 25. We had a net worth of $2.5 million. We had a successful bail bond and bounty hunting company. We had put a network marketing compensation plan to this. Things were really rocking. We were the youngest general agent in the Midwest at the time. Had agents in 6 or 7 states. Our Primerica was career was going good at the part-time level. Things were smiling. But what happened was I got very cocky. I started believing my own press. And by the age of 26, didn't have a pot to piss in. I remember writing a bond. Wasn't a big bond. It's about $10,000. Small. But usually we take a lot of collateral, we would protect ourselves, but because this one bond happened to be for a guy that had a very good attorney that I trusted, was a known associate of the Gambino crime family in New York, I shortcutted. And it just happened to be at a time where I'd made a shortcut, somebody else had made a shortcut, somebody else made a shortcut, and before you know it, we had the courts calling in $100,000 in cash. It was not a pretty sight whatsoever. So when I'm sitting here looking at somewhere around the age of 40, you begin to take ownership of your life, I can attest to that, because back then it was everybody else's fault. It wasn't my fault. I wanted to blame everybody else. See, right now, I don't know what age you are, but when I sit here and I read Bob's book, I start to realize there's some major stuff here that we've got to look at. Listen to what Bob writes. All of our lives, we've been told that if we work hard, keep our head down, and mind our P's and Q's, everything will eventually work out. Really? If that were true, then what happened to our dreams? What I hear more often in my role as an executive recruiter is something like this. I'm no closer to my dream than I was yesterday. If anything, it feels even further away. I feel stuck in a rut. I thought, wow, man, how many people have we heard that? I mean, almost every book that we review on this, guys and gals that we interview on Aces Radio Live, we hear the same thing all the time. Bob writes this, there's a paradox. My life is filled with so many good things already. I'm blessed. Sometimes I may even feel a little guilty about wanting something more. But that's actually part of the problem. The things that I am blessed with are the very things that crowd out my dream. My life is filled to overflowing. I'm an aircraft carrier with so much stuff on the deck, there's no room left for anything else to land. I know the dream is still out there, but it's become a little fuzzy. It's just not as clear. A lot of this stuff on my deck needs to be moved somewhere else or tossed overboard. I sometimes find myself wondering, can I even get there from here anymore? Can I make enough money in my current job, which I don't particularly like, so that I can start doing what I've always wanted to do? The short answer is probably not. Here's even more bad news. I love the way he writes. He's such an uplifting guy. Listen to this. Only a small percentage of people actually end up living their dreams. Now, see, this is the kicker here. It's not that people do not have what it takes to live their dreams. It's not that we don't have the same opportunity, the same 24/7 a day, a year, a month to make this happen. It's because we got so much stuff in our life already. We've been blessed so much, it's edging it out. Now, you may think I'm nuts. You may think Bob's nuts. But I agree with him on this, and here's why. The funny thing about what Bob is saying, we can see when we look at some of the political climate today, when we talk about immigrants, legal or illegal, coming into the United States. I see people that come into the United States legally and within 5 years have a successful business. They're employing other immigrants. They've opened restaurants, construction companies, dry cleaning companies, all kinds of stuff, trucking companies. And inside of those niches, I hear American-born people saying, boy, the economy sucks. There's no money to be made. Why is that? Think about that for a second. In direct selling, why is it that the fastest-growing demographic group happened to be the Latino community? They are coming in and stomping in direct selling because they understand a couple of things. One, the power of community. They understand that in a big way. The second thing that they understand is hard work. If they want to make it happen, they can't just rely on the community. They got to go out there and do something themselves. Get this. The fastest growing genre in direct selling are females. And do you know that their number one aspiration for why they've joined a direct selling company isn't money? It's recognition. Well, actually, it kind of flip-flops. Recognition and security. Amazing. And yet so many of us say, man, this company sucks, or I just can't do it, or that guy's just luckier than I was. What Bob's writing in here makes a lot of sense. I looked at this and I thought, wow. And then he writes something. He said, surprisingly, I've discovered that individuals who are willing to make even a few slight course corrections were able to alter the entire trajectory of their lives. I thought, now that rocks. Listen to what he writes in here. This is great. This came from Stephen Pressfield, the legend of Bagger Vance, and I have no clue what that is, but I love this little saying. He says, inside each and every one of us is one true authentic swing, something we were born with, something that's ours and ours alone, something that can't be taught to you or learned, something that's got to be remembered. See, I believe in each inside of each of us there's this little spark that's wanting to get out, a little spark that's our individuality, something that's wanting to set us up into a level to reach our dreams, and Bob talks about this. Listen to what he says here. Hidden somewhere between the laws and principles are universal powers that most people not only ignore but are unaware of. These silent powers have tremendous influence in our lives every day. For example, love is neither a law nor a principle, but no one would deny its force and impact in our lives. He calls it the power of love. He says the power of love is so dominant, it's felt and experienced by all people everywhere. He says another universal power is darkness. It renders us unable to see. The only way to overcome the power of darkness is with light. And he puts this caveat. He said, interestingly, light can be measured, but darkness can't. Now, in this case here, when I mention darkness, guys, I'm talking about those depressed feelings, that anxiety feeling, that forgetfulness that we get sometimes. Matter of fact, looking at forgetfulness, listen to what Bob says. But there is yet another unseen power that works with equal or even greater force than love or darkness. It operates below the surface of our conscious awareness, but with such profound force that it must be considered one of the supreme concealments of all time. The force is the power of forgetfulness. Now think about this for a second. Don't tune me out here for a second. We're not going to get into this, you know, metaphysical mumbo jumbo. Just think about this for a second. The power of forgetfulness. How many of you have been on the telephone? You've had a great prospect. I mean, kicked butt, took names. You could tell this person's going to sign on the dotted line. You get off the phone, you're all excited, you go into the next day, you get a little busy, and the next day you're a little busier, and all of a sudden, you have forgotten to follow up. By the time you get back to them, they've already gone on down the road. They didn't figure that you cared enough to follow through. How many of you have gone to the store to get something for your wife, and in the midst of getting caught up in the everyday, everything that's going on, you forgot why you even went there, end up going back home? Forgetfulness is huge. And in business, because we've got all this stuff on our deck, it causes us some major issues, major trouble. One of the ways that we can get around the power of forgetfulness is to get somebody into our life, our friends. See, what is a who friend is something we're going to discuss in a second. But here's another example of forgetfulness. Bob, he's very profound in the way he writes. Listen to this. The person who just got laid off after 15 years is experiencing some level of trauma. The degree of this anxiety is exacerbated by the fact that this person just read in today's newspaper that 6,000 other people in the same field also had just lost their jobs. Now they're all going out there looking for some new employment. The feeling of being threatened is as old as the caveman with his fight or flight reactions. Only today, instead of running from or putting a spear into a saber-toothed tiger, our eyes start darting back and forth as our thoughts become flashing questions exploding in our mind like the mind's eye like a 4th of July fireworks display. What am I going to do now? Will I be able to find another job? What are the people going to think of me? Can I take care of my family? All fear-generated questions that tend to paralyze us. They all lead to the same emotional place, isolation and fear. But hold it a minute. Just wait a second. The truth is you're not alone. You're not isolated. When we're feeling threatened, it can become very difficult to tell ourselves the truth. The fog rolls in and takes over the resident in our mind. And we're not able to think clearly, hence the expression, I've been in a fog. But see, when we have friends, and I just went through the 12 guidelines for true friendship. When we have those kinds of friends, the who friends, now we can make a phone call, or they're probably already calling us when they find out. Listen to what he says. A who friend will call a halt to the fearful thinking by insisting you stop listening to your own negative self-talk. I've done this to Gilhouse. He's done it to me. I've done it to others. See, in the face of looking at it from a negative standpoint, we have issues. We don't know what we're going to do. We can't live that way. A who friend will intercede or will intercept you on the dark path you've taken and redirect your steps back to a path of light. See, we talked about this. A true friend knows what your heart is, knows your dreams and your aspirations, and they're going to say, hang on a second. So what if you lost your job? Maybe this is the time, the catalyst, where we're just going to go full bore and help you make something happen. See, I'm a firm believer that if the true numbers came in right now on the economy, they would be tremendously better than what we've seen. Because throughout the history of America, and I'm not talking about current 20th, 21st century. I'm talking, if you take this all the way back to the 18th century, you will honestly see where when the economy started to suck in America, business started to boom. Innovation started to boom. Pioneering started to boom. Folks, I believe we're seeing the same thing today. Brand new innovations are going to come out. Brand new jobs are being, new cottage industries are starting to expand. Bob writes, a WHO friend knows your true identity and won't let you forget it. When the power of forgetfulness tries to roll in like a blob, you need your WHOs. Now, you may be thinking, man, that's kind of dorky, Troy. Well, you know what? Dorkiness is what makes it stand out in your mind. I mean, who in their right mind wants to be in the Marines and be called a devil dog, a leatherneck? That's what we're called. Listen to this. This is great. I know we've just got a few minutes left, but this Bob Boudin, you need to buy his book, The Power of WHO, is a powerful, not just a powerful author, he's just a great friend. Listen to this. Many of us have gotten sidetracked and forgotten our original dream. Spending our lives doing derivative work, this memory lapse has become an epidemic. We have less and less time to calmly think about the directions our lives have taken and reflect on our current course. Like those black holes in space that suck in everything around them, the obligations and busyness of our everyday lives can drain our energy and take up our time. Folks, listen, I've told you guys, I do this all the time. This is what you've got to do. You need to take the last few weeks of 2010, do some reflection, and start planning your 2011. What's going to be your massive action plan? Not your goals, not your resolutions, but your objectives. See, an objective has a plan. It has a mission. There's step-by-step processes to get it. That's what you've got to do. You've got to move forward. You've got to be able to take it where you want to. That's the difference between people that have acquaintances on Facebook and true friends. See, you've got to set the course and you've got to stick to it. Listen to what he writes in the last couple of minutes as we close out this chapter. One of the big lies many of us tell ourselves is that our current position in life disqualifies us from achieving our dreams and goals. Some of the common phrases we hear is, it's too late for me, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too whatever. Is that really true? No. It's absolutely not true. You're never too early or too late in life to begin walking on the path of your dreams. One thing is absolutely certain, the future is on its way. Ready or not, here it comes. The only real important question that you need to answer is, what am I doing right now to steer my life in the direction of the future I truly desire? At the end of the day, that's what matters. We can look at Betty White having a resurgence in her career in Hollywood. We can look at Colonel Sanders, who at 65 launched Kentucky Fried Chicken. We can look at Bill Gates, who was one of the nerdiest dudes in school, dropped out of school and started a computer company. We can look at Mother Teresa, who with her ability to raise funds and her ability to bring people together, could have been one of the most powerful women in political history. And yet she chose to live a life of poverty. Today is your opportunity to get back on the right track. Tomorrow, we're going to start chapter 2, The Discovery, in Bob Boudin's book, You Need to Buy This, The Power of WHO. Folks, I want to say thank you for sticking it out with us this Monday morning on Radio for Your Mind. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back with me tomorrow morning for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.